Okay, bright lights derived from a good friend of ours, Carl Engelman, who was from Alibaba's Tahini fame back in like 97, 98. That was from that era. And Carl's written about 8 million songs since then. And this particular song in his arsenal seemed to really work for us. He sent it up from the hills of North Carolina.
He sent it in on a cassette tape.
Yes, he did.
By messenger on a horse. Yeah.
And if memory serves, the first time I heard it one of the first times was at Gravity.
You know, we were like, we figured, Carl, hey, you did this one for us, man. We gotta do it right. So we went in and did and basically recorded it really rough live just in the studio, the whole band, down to tape. And then obviously later when it was time to mix it down and sort of add a bunch of spice to it, we decided to take this full-on pop production of the song and kind of turn it into this, like, sort of our version of a top 40. I mean, so basically just, like, every instrument in the mix has to be moved around to sort of achieve this sort of pop movement. So there's all this sort of in-and-out moving of drums and pulling the rug out from underneath of the bass and just doing all these sort of Britney Spears-ish things.
Yeah, one big change that we made from the way that it's usually performed live is that all the keyboard stuff, the Moog became sort of the focus of the verses particularly, and got rid of almost all the guitars as they're typically.
It's something I'd like to do more of.
Yeah, it's sort of the anti-guitar tune. Joel's into that stuff.
Yeah, there it is. It's nice.
That's the only real guitar spot, I would say.
That's
but what's kind of cool, if you listen to the difference between the verses, which is the straight, you know, kind of disco funk of the verse, and then the chorus, it's like completely different band. It's like Nine Inch Nails, a little like harsh to the other.
It just screams, you better get out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. And then back to the cheesy pop.
And gotta give credit where credit's due. Jake did a bunch of the synth stuff too.
There's nothing like taking the Moog of Voyager into the hotel room and seeing what you can come up with. A couple cocktails later.
And you're about to hear it right now.
I think they just heard it, didn't they?
They already heard it.
Maybe you can start it over.
Yeah. If you go back to the beginning, you'll hear it again right now.
What'd you think? Did you like it? Did you like it? Did you like it?